Good evening, and welcome to the bar. This evening it's time for something a little bit different. An audio review. Without further ado, I'll set the scene. The Ritz is a location that needs no introduction. Take a left turn out of Green Park Tube Station. Then, where Piccadilly opens out onto the park, you will see the inimitable Ritz. A grand building built in the Parisian style with its own name in lights. As you walk past, you may be able to glimpse inside and see that few places can boast the old era grandeur of the Louis XVI style dining rooms at the Ritz restaurant. As you walk inside, the grandeur doesn't let up. Visiting over the Christmas period meant that the entrance was filled by a gigantic 20-foot tall tree, decorated tastefully with red and gold presents. As you continue through towards the restaurant, you pass the front desk, the Rivoli bar, and the tea rooms. Finally, you wait to be called into the restaurant in a sumptuous hallway. We attended Live at the Ritz on a Saturday evening. Live at the Ritz is an evening of fine dining and entertainment held on weekend evenings in the Ritz restaurant. There is a set menu, or you can dine a la carte with an additional charge to cover the cost of the band and the dancing. You can book to arrive from 7 p.m. onwards, though later bookings are possible. By arriving early, we were fortunate enough to be seated at the edge of the dance floor with a good view of the band. Once the waiter and sommelier have taken your order and wine orders respectively, you get an opportunity to truly soak in the extravagant room in which you are now sat. The high, ornate ceiling might feel opulent, but the attentiveness of the staff and the small number of tables helps the room still feel intimate. As a Michelin-starred restaurant, the dishes are small but full of exceptional flavours. As they are brought out slowly over the course of the evening, you are constantly delighted by new tastes. The sommeliers ensure that your glass is full, and the waiters ensure there is a plentiful supply of bread and butter so that you'll never want for anything. Despite the small dishes, it is hard to end the evening without feeling full. All of the dishes I tried were exceptional, but I must recommend that anyone with a taste for theatrics opts for the crepe Suzette. These are cooked at your table with a flash of fiery brandy that truly livens up the dessert course. And then you have the entertainment. Around the time that your starters are served, the band starts up with lounge classics from the likes of Frank Sinatra and other members of the Rat Pack. If you have a break between courses, you can take to the dance floor with your partner and dance until the main event, when professional dancers take to the stage. There is definitely something exhilarating about being up close and personal as the dancers work their way through superbly choreographed numbers to classic ballroom tunes. It is amazing entertainment to top off a stunning evening of delicious excess. After all that food, to end the evening, I plumped for the Churchill's Courage cocktail, which contains butter-washed Woodford Reserve bourbon, maple syrup, white port, vanilla bitters, and a twist of lemon peel. This smooth, slightly sweet mixture of bourbon and port skillfully blends the two spirits. Neither the maple syrup, bitters, nor lemon peel overpower the main flavour of the drink, instead adding delightful layers of complexity that make this a drink to truly savour. If you really want to push the boat out, you can order vintage Ritz cocktails from the Rivoli Bar. This menu uses forgotten spirits from the 1950s through to the 1980s to make unique cocktails, a list topped by a £500 Sazerac. It is truly for the cocktail aficionados out there. Overall, the Ritz is a delightful experience to treat yourself to. While it is expensive, I would rather save up for this experience at the Ritz than spend the money on several inferior evenings out. I would definitely recommend it to anyone who is looking for their first fine dining experience, or to celebrate a special occasion. I look forward to seeing you again next week when I'll once again be making an IBA official cocktail. And remember, always dine out responsibly. Dr. Wilco's Campaign for Better Beverages is a production of Tinker Tailor Soldier Sponge Productions. It was researched, written, and produced by Dr. Wilco. The Ritz reservation was made by Dr. Wilco using their snazzy online form. The music was George Street Shuffle, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3 by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. You can support this podcast on Patreon via the show notes and the website, drwilco.org/Patreon. You can find the show notes for this episode at drwilco.org/podcast/17.